Eat it, folks. Justin Rogers here. Nolan Bianchi. The ride is over. And what a ride.
Yeah.
I mean, really, this season was incredible to cover. Something very different, obviously, than what we're used to in this town. But I think different in such a unique way with kind of the vibe of this team on top of the talent and the success they had. And look, they gave the 49ers a run for their money. I think at halftime there probably was a lot of Lions fans that were scoping out the Vegas cost. And, you know, very uncharacteristic to this team. A lot of self-inflicted wounds. Never really could punch back the way they've punched back all season long. And you go down to the Super Bowl favorites. You feel bad, but you don't feel awful about the big picture when you can kind of remove yourself from the emotions of the moment.
Yeah, it's a bummer for all the players and the fans that this season is over. You know, I spent a lot of time thinking about the uniqueness of this season, just the fact that it's impossible to have a season like this ever again. I mean, the standard is what it is now. You know, all of the firsts have been erased, and that was great, and that was, you know, a lot of fun, but now things change, and now, you know, maybe an NFC Championship defeat next year isn't okay. Maybe people aren't okay with that, so... definitely an interesting way for this kind of fun, youthful, innocent team, I would even say. Like, you know, obviously it hurts to come out and lose the way they did, but yeah, this easy.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. There almost was like a charming naivety to some of the young players. They didn't feel the weight or the burden, even though Campbell never shied away from emphasizing it with those guys. They didn't feel the burden of history, and I think that probably that lightness of being was probably instrumental, I think, sometimes to their ability to rise to big moments. I mean, even Jameson Williams today. I mean, massive touchdown run early, a really, really tough third down catch across the middle, a touchdown at the end of the game that kind of kept their hopes afloat. So, you know, I think there's a lot of bright days ahead. Dan Campbell was very clear in saying that nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed for them to be back here. There's going to be a lot of moving pieces, because there always is during an NFL offseason. But you look at the core, offensively and defensively, to maybe a lesser extent, but still an extent, and there's a lot of strong foundational pieces that, the schedule's going to be a little bit tougher. Yeah, you're going to get a little bit better shots from everybody, but like, these guys are growing together. There's chemistry, and it should ultimately produce some level of sustained success, particularly because Brad Holmes is doing it through the draft.
Yeah, and that's, I think, the one thing you can kind of take solace in going from here. And I think, you know, the deficiencies they had this year are, I kind of at halftime, I was like, man, I can't believe this team with the way its secondary has performed all season is about to go to the Super Bowl. And then, what do you know, the ball goes to Kendall Vildor's hands, lands in Brandon Ayuk's, and that ends up being, you know, a lot of missteps along the way, but that ends up being probably the defining play of that game, and you're like, oh, there it is. And so I think in a lot of ways this team, you know, deserved to accomplish everything they did, but at the same time I think, you know, there's still a lot of things that we kind of knew were going to show themselves at some point, and they did today.
I grew up in this area, and it's something I always kind of, I guess, the way I think of great sports stories is a slow build, right? And so I was a kid when the Bad Boys were you know, becoming what they were. And it was, all right, now we get to the playoffs. Oh, we get knocked out in the divisional round. Then we get knocked out in the conference finals. Then you get to the finals. And it's like there was just this slow build. And I've really – that's what I think I've liked most about this Lions team is it's linear trajectory. And I guess that's so rare in sports now with the way player movement is. It's certainly rare in the NFL. But 3-13 to 9-8 to 12-5 and a couple playoff wins, like the steps they're taking are bigger and faster than we had, I think, imagined when this thing started. It's going to be really interesting to see what they do in this offseason. In particular, like, I still expect Ben Johnson to land elsewhere. I know that's up in the air, but that could happen as soon as next week, really. I mean, now that he is... the Lions are out of the playoffs, you know, he's free to interview, and it really just, I know Washington's holding out, got five candidates, including Aaron Glenn, you know, but it just feels like that's Ben Johnson's job to lose, and now you've got to replace your offensive coordinator. That's a that's a massive, massive piece to what makes this work.
Yep, 100%. And that's kind of speaks to the idea that, you know, next year is not guaranteed. They're not guaranteed to be back, you know, next season. If they have a couple hiccups with that offense at the start of the year, a lot of things change very, very quickly. But, yeah.
Well, crazy. Like I said, crazy season. We are going to roll immediately into the offseason. You know, yeah. Brad Holmes is probably going to talk here within the next few days. Senior Bowl starts. It's like 6 minutes.
12 hours?
Yeah. We're not making the Senior Bowl this year. Yeah. Fortunately, we're not making the Super Bowl. I think that would have been, you know, kind of a magical thing to cover. Yeah. Fans have been great. I mean, it's just been neat hearing their stories, seeing their reactions, seeing the spark this team gave to the city as great sports runs do. And really kind of the first time I've experienced that as a journalist. So that was, you know, pretty neat, and it'll be, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they can build on it next year.
Yeah. Thanks everybody for reading. Thanks for, letting us take you on this ride.
Yeah. For Nolan, Justin, a lot more to come. Stick with the Trade News for all your Lions coverage.
Next.